Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Suraj Estate Developers Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Rahul Thomas, Whole-time Director from Suraj Estate Developers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to our Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call. Along with me, I have our CFO, Mr. Shreepal Shah, and SGA Investor Relations Advisors. I hope all of you have gone through our investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchange and our company website. As we begin, I would like to briefly highlight a recent regulatory development in Maharashtra that we believe could gradually reshape redevelopment activity in South Central Mumbai, a market where we have built strong execution capabilities over the years. The state government has indicated its intent to introduce a new framework for redevelopment of buildings under the Pagadi system, a legacy rent control structure that has historically constrained redevelopment due to legal, consent-related, and financial complexities. With approximately 19,000 Pagadi buildings across Mumbai, including over 13,000 stalled redevelopment cases, largely located in central regions and many over 60 to 80 years old, the proposed framework aims to improve safety while enhancing the redevelopment feasibility. While the policy is still evolving, we believe such clarity could progressively unlock high-value land parcels in a land-scarce micro-market of South Central Mumbai, creating a meaningful long-term opportunity aligned with our strategic focus. In terms of business, in parallel during the quarter, the Mumbai office market continued to demonstrate healthy demand momentum, led largely by domestic occupiers with strong leasing and absorption across three sub-markets. New supply was well absorbed, supported by pre-commitments resulting in lower vacancy levels and improved occupancy across prime assets. Rental growth remained steady in established business districts, while capital values continued to outpace rents, reinforcing a balanced market environment and sustained investor interest, supported by stable income visibility and long-term capital appreciation. Building on these market trends, we are pleased to inform that Suraj One Business Bay has witnessed a strong start with 40,000 sq ft sold within 45 days of launch, translating into a sales value of rupees 200 crores out of a total GDV of 1,200 crores in this particular project. Designed as a premium Grade A commercial development, the project comprises of two-level basements, a double-height grand entrance lobby, eight levels of podium parking, a double-height E-deck level, approximately 28 feet, and 14 office floors with a floor height of 14 feet. It features multiple destination-controlled high-speed elevators, intelligent systems, and each office accommodates roughly between 11 to 15 business units, catering to a diverse mix of corporates. Together, these features deliver a well-balanced combination of operational efficiency, design sophistication, and functional flexibility aligned with expectations of modern office occupiers. This momentum validates our strategic focus on South Central Mumbai as a high-potential commercial corridor, and we are actively evaluating similar high-quality commercial opportunities in the SCM market to further scale the segment in a disciplined manner. Recently, we have also acquired two additional land parcels, one measuring 1,760 square meters and the other 906 square meters in Bandra. Alongside these developments, we are pleased to share that the company has been awarded the Euromoney Real Estate Award for India's Best Residential Developer. This global recognition places us among internationally benchmarked real estate leaders and underscores our four-decade journey of developing and transforming some of Mumbai's most established neighborhoods, reinforcing the strength of our brand, execution track record, and long-term commitment to quality. With this, I would like to hand over our call to our CFO, Mr. Shreepal Shah, who will run you through the financial highlights. Thank you.
Thank you, Rahul. I will now run you through the financial highlights for the quarter and 9-month ended FY25-26. For 9-month FY26, the total income grew 11% year-on-year to 460 crores compared to rupees 416 crores in 9-month FY25. EBITDA stood at around 171 crores in 9 months FY26 versus rupees 176 crores in 9 months FY25, and PAT stood at 80 crores for the 9 months ended FY25-26. On a quarterly basis, our total income grew 6% year-over-year to rupees 182 crores in quarter 3 FY26 from rupees 172 crores in quarter 3 FY25. EBITDA increased to rupees 55 crores in quarter 3 FY26 versus rupees 48 crores in quarter 3 FY25. And PAT grew to 25 crores in quarter 3 FY26 from rupees 20 crores in quarter 3 FY25, supported by operating leverage during the quarter. Operational performance during Q3 and 9 months FY26 reflected steady sales activity and improvement in commercial transactions. Sales area increased to 51,826 square feet in quarter 3 FY26, registering a 211% year-over-year increase, while 9 months FY26 sales stood at 1.03 lakh square feet, up 56% year-over-year in terms of volume, primarily driven by higher contribution from the commercial segment. Sales value rose to 253 crores in quarter 3 FY26, a 137% year-over-year increase, and to rupees 487 crores in 9 months FY26, reflecting 38% year-over-year growth, supported by the residential commercial product mix. Collections amounted to rupees 124 crores in quarter 3 FY26, up 48% year-over-year, and rupees 310 crores in 9 months FY26, indicating stable collection during the period. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Ravi Shah from VRS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yes, Ravi.
So, I have two questions, sir. So, what will be your net debt to equity once Bandra enters its peak construction phase, number one? And second is, what is the GDV of the projects likely to be launched in FY27? And how does it compare to FY26?
Ravi, can you just repeat that? Sorry, we missed you somewhere.
So the second question?
The first one,
sir, what will be your net debt to equity once Bandra enters its peak construction phase?
Mr. Ravi, today's net debt of the company stands at 500 crores, which is less than 0.5 of the total equity base. When we launch Bandra, we will estimate or tell you that point in time.
Okay, sir. And so what about the GDV for the project to be launched in FY27? Like, how does it compare with FY26?
So, Raviji, we have an exciting pipeline, especially in the commercial, some value addition we are getting on the table. So I think we'll, as soon as we crystallize things a little more, we will inform you. By closer to March call, once we're done with the March numbers, I think we'll be in a better position to answer what our pipeline looks like. But it's going to definitely be robust.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rajendra from NA. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes,
you're audible. Yeah. So, sir, first of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Thank you.
So, my first question would be, we had basically in the last quarter, we had said that we are going to launch few more projects in the H2. So, are we still going to do, I guess there were 4 or 5 residential projects which we were planning. So, are we going to basically do that in H2 itself, or are we planning in like, in Q1 FY27.
So, Rajendra ji, there could be a slight spillover to Q1 because of regulatory approvals. We've changed our certain plans on those launches. So everything is on track. We will try for try to get it within this financial year, but there could be a spillover of Q1. But there are a few more announcements which we will make for the new launches for the next year. So certain value additions, like I said earlier. So I think we'll have a clear picture of the launches and the GDV closer to the March call.
Okay. And given that we had like my second question would be like given that we had a stellar quarter like the Q3, so do you plan to revise your pre-sale guidance of 600 crore for this year or?
Rajendra, we still continue to maintain 600 right now. You know, rather we commit what we can achieve definitely, and we try to overperform. So I think right now our still guidance still remains the same. We want to achieve it, and then if we do better, you know, everyone will be happy. So I think we still continue to remain at 600, but we got to definitely strive for more.
Okay. And the last question would be around the new land parcels that we have acquired in Bandra in Q3. So what would be the GDV from these two which we have added?
So actually, these are land parcels which are going to be aggregated. Like I said, we will be having a launch in Bandra, which is going to take a year's time. So we're just aggregating the land parcel. So this is part of the larger strategy of aggregation right now. So we won't develop it as individual projects for now.
Got it. So basically, we are going to consolidate it first and then launch all the land parcels that we have in Bandra at once, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, all the best. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divyansh Singh from DS Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi. So I have two questions. The first is regarding, will the Pangri redevelopment require higher tenant payouts or legal structuring? And how could that impact IRRs and timelines?
Sorry, Divyansh, could you repeat that, please? Again, sorry.
Yes. Okay. So, will the Pagri redevelopment require higher tenant payouts or legal structuring? And how could that impact project IRRs and timelines?
So, current, when we're doing the redevelopment, we've already factored in the rental cost today. So the margins which we're discussing or which we're achieving right now is already taking into account the rental cost which we're paying to the tenants.
Also, to answer to your question, the tenant cost is a very small cost in terms of overall cost of the project. So it will not have meaningful impact on the IRRs.
Okay. And second question was regarding the what is the target commercial share of GDV over the next 3 to 4 years?
So right now, Devansh, we've already 1200 crores is a GDV. This is one of the largest projects in our current portfolio. As I said, closer to the March call, we will have a better clarity on the actual numbers and the contribution on the overall GDV. But definitely, commercial will have a majority in terms of contribution. I can just tell you that much.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rahil from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, Rahil. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, sir. So, firstly, in which regions, is our strong foothold for storage estate? And will our focus continue to penetrate deeper in these areas? Are we expanding geographically?
So, our focus is actually in South Central Mumbai predominantly. One is, of course, because we already have the land parcels which have already been acquired here historically. And also, we have a very strong brand name in this market. We see this market as a very stable market in terms of in residential and the commercial piece. Both are doing well. In terms of strategy, we will continue to remain here and look for opportunities in South Central Mumbai. Having said that, of course, since we have a land parcel in Bandra, that would be the next market we would be tapping into. But our larger strategy would be limiting ourselves to the area which we are used to.
So these parcels you have, you know, accumulated over the years in South Central Mumbai and now Bandra, how long, you know, these will last for you? Like, how many years are these are sufficient for you to keep growing at a good rate before you move on to, you know, newer areas or even like states altogether, like different cities?
So, Rahul, we have work up to almost about 5 years of work from the existing projects which we already have and acquired. In terms of, and we also continue doing BD. So, as we speak, there's also a lot of BD work going on the side, which I told, which will be announced, you know, closer to the March call. So, continuously, there's a churning of, obviously, existing sites, and obviously, opportunistically, we look at good land parcels in South Central. So, that pipeline is also being created as, you know, as we speak.
Okay, so the land parcels you have are more than enough to keep you occupied for the next 5 years, you're saying?
Correct.
And so in the residentials, what category is your forte in? Is it like, I believe it's...
So we're doing in three categories mainly. We do 1 and 2 BHKs, which is termed as value luxury, which is in between the 2 and 3.5 crore range. We have projects in the luxury category, which again goes from 5 crores onwards all the way to, you know, duplexes and triplexes and entire floors. So those are the luxury category. So we are operating the luxury and the value luxury segment in the residential piece. And we also do commercial build-to-suit offices, retail offices. That's what we're doing in terms of one business space. So that is pretty much what our expertise lies.
And currently the demand is, you know, strong for across all these categories, given residential and commercial.
We don't have much to sell in the luxury category. We almost sold out our luxury projects, Ocean Star and Palette. We hardly have any inventory there. So we have the 1 and 2 BHK homes which are doing very well, evident in our new launches which we've done for Parkview 1 and a project called Suraj or Ever in Kabadevi. So we've got good traction there. And also we see a good traction in the commercial segment, which is evident for this quarter. So I think these are the two segments we're concentrating on. And as and when we launch Bandra, it will be again back into the luxury category.
And will that be higher margin for Bandra compared to the current portfolio you have of value and versus the commercial?
Yes, of course, Bandra market commands premium. The cost in city of Bombay remains the same. The realizations are in the range of 1 lakh to 1,50,000 per square feet. So obviously the margins are going to be higher.
Okay. Can you give a pre-sales guidance for next year? What sort of growth you are targeting?
Pre-sales guidance we will give at the end of Q4. In the annual results we will give.
Okay, along with your GDV pipeline as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry, just one more quickly. This Bandra will reflect in our, like, start, you know, contributing to our numbers from which quarter of next year?
It will not reflect from next year. Maybe we are targeting next year for it to maybe launch. So it will reflect in the numbers the following year.
Okay, FY28 then. Okay.
It's a luxury project, the sales pick up take some time. No, the customers who we are targeting want to see sample flat and other amenities before they put in their money. So we might come up with a launch, but the sales we expect some delay.
Right, okay. So FY28 will also see not just the revenue growth and sales growth, but also margin expansion.
Will not come in 2026-2027. Maybe following year we can expect some sales once it is launched.
So then for FY27, what will be your go-to strategy to expand margins? The GDV pipeline which you are expecting will be releasing by end of March call, will that already have higher margin products?
So the strategy for the coming year would be going little, I said, focus a little more on the commercial because that's the traction we're seeing, and work on that. Continue with our 1 and 2 BHK homes because that has been selling well, and prepare for a launch of the Bandra project, but that will take some time. So next year would be heavily on commercial and the 1 and 2 BHK homes as a strategy.
Okay, so given that, then what sort of margin one can, you know, pencil in steady state? EBITDA level?
35%-40% is the margin which we are enjoying right now. I think you can take that as a
blended average. You can consider 35%.
Blended average 35%. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Resha Rathi from NM Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, sir. So I have two questions. So my first question is that, is the commercial strategy ownership sell driven, or could we see leasing or annuity assets?
So, ma'am, this will be a commercial sale is what our strategy is for now.
Okay. And my second question is that, so what is the total estimate project cost for the Bandra West cluster, including land acquisition, tenant settlement, construction approvals, and financing costs? And what is the peak funding requirement for Bandra over FY 2026 to FY 2028?
Ma'am, right now, it's a bit too premature to tell you the exact details. I think
Okay.
Soon as we get closer to the launch, because of it is a big cluster, we will tell you. But right now, it is a bit early to tell you the exact figures right now.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
But definitely, it's a high-margin project. I think that's what we should be concerned with right now, since we already have the square footage mentioned in our presentation. It's a high-margin project, so I think that will give you a rough idea on what the construction cost, whether it's in the city or in Bandra, it remains the same. It is just approval cost, and land is already almost paid for. So I think you can take your estimates on that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rajat from Fortune. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Yeah, good set of results. I just had a question regarding the margins. So yeah, you mentioned you'll have a 35% blended margin. I just wanted to know that for commercial, like, compared to residential, commercial compared to the luxury value, how much will be the difference in the margins? That's all.
So, Rajat, in the commercial, since we have purchased the land, we've acquired it outright, the margins would be in the range of 25% to 28% in terms of margins in the commercial.
Okay.
In terms of value luxury, since these are 33/7 projects, we get benefited in terms of approval costs. Also, these lands, many of the lands are acquired historically, so there the margins are a little higher, within the 38%-40% mark. That's why Shripal has mentioned about a blended average.
Okay, great. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rajendra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for providing me the opportunity again. So, sir, the first question would be, as of now, we have an estimated unsold GDV of 1,225 crores. So, out of this, I believe 1,000 crore is from the commercial and 225 is our residential unsold area, right? Is that the correct understanding?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And the second question would be, when we raised funds last time, I remember, like, out of 100 crore warrants, 50 crore were still pending to come into the company account. And we had, I guess, we had only got 293 crore out of 500 crore. So Have we got any communication with from the investor whether they are going to put that 50 crore or not? Because I guess the warrants are going to expire sometime in March or April.
Right. So we are of course in touch. I looking at the current price, I don't think it is it's going to culminate because I think they have time up to between May and June. So I don't see because of the current price versus what they have committed for. There's a big price variation. So I don't see the balance coming. That's my personal feeling. So we can estimate that may not come into the system.
Okay. But isn't the expiry time was like 1.5 years from August or September? So it may come to like March or April or?
Could be March, April. I can come back to you on the exact date. I don't have it offhand, but it could be around that date.
Okay. Okay. That was all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jia Shah from Wealth Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question is that the pilot project was originally expected to progress faster, but it seems that the timelines have moved up a little bit. So what are the key reasons for this delay?
Can you repeat that question? You're not clear.
Okay. So my question is that the pilot project was originally expected to progress faster, but the timelines have moved out. What are the key reasons for this delay?
So the pilot project was originally, RERA date was 31st December 26. That is as good as last month. Now since, so, and that has been extended to September. So the new date is September 26, just for everyone's information. And the reason for the extension of the 9 months, which is taken by all the customers and the consent from all the customers, is due to the lifts being imported and the lifts being on track right now. There are 4 high-speed elevators which we have imported, and that there was a delay in the shipment. It now reached our site, so we don't see any more delay. In fact, we've also started handing over the flats for the customers to do the interior works so that they save the time, because most of them have taken bare shell flats. So that timeline between 6 to 7 months would be a normal timeline for anyone to kind of get the interiors done. And we estimate the OC to happen well before time.
Okay, that was helpful. And my second question is that the Beyond One business B, what other commercial opportunities are currently under evaluation and are these largely concentrated in the SCM corridor?
So it's a bit initial to tell you exactly the thing, but I can only tell you that we have 2-3 good opportunities which we are considering, and we will make those announcements closer to March where you will understand. But yes, it's all in South Central Mumbai.
Got it. Okay, this was helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand over the conference to management for closing comments.
To conclude, our performance in Q3 and 9 months FY26 reflects steady execution across both residential and commercial segments, supported by favorable market conditions in our core micro market. We remain focused on timely project execution and maintaining a balanced portfolio mix, while selectively pursuing opportunities aligned with our long-term strategy in South Central Mumbai. We thank you, everyone, for joining this call, and we take your leave. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Suraj Estate Developers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.